Let's head across the Irish Sea now, talk to our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal. It's a big day there today, Tommy. What's happening?
It's a big day. In the first half of the day, we will see the King's Speech, where King Charles will set out the Labour government's priorities over the coming months. And then later this evening, we will see Taoiseach Simon Harris arriving here in the UK to meet with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, which will be an opportunity for both men to have a bilateral meeting to discuss various issues. And there will also be a working dinner then between the pair and their officials.
I'll build up to what might be discussed in that meeting in just a moment, but let's just go back and talk about the King's Speech. Are we expecting some announcement within that speech to do with the Legacy Act, which of course relates to the historical investigations, inquests in the North that the Tory government introduced last year?
Yes, well, there are over 35 draft laws expected to be announced within that speech. So these are the priorities, as I say, of the government over the coming months. And as you say, I think many on the Irish side will be watching closely to see if there is a mention of the Legacy Act. The Labour manifesto during the recent general election was clear. It wants to repeal and replace the Act. The expectation is that if the King does mention it, he'll pretty much probably reflect what is in the Labour Party manifesto. But I think what the Irish government will be interested to hear is what does the UK government propose replacing the Legacy Act with? And potentially, Audrey, there could be scope for further discussion around that later in the day when the Prime Minister Keir Starmer meets with Simon Harris. So that will be one to watch.
Yes, absolutely. And I had thought that maybe we might expect an announcement from the Irish government that it would withdraw its legal challenge to the Legacy Act in the European Court of Human Rights. But if they're waiting on further information as to what will replace it, maybe not.
Well, I think a crucial thing will be what does it replace it with? So before the Irish government would make an announcement on that front, if it were to make an announcement on that front, it would have to probably wait and see what the UK's intentions are around that. But I think it will be one to watch over the coming days, if not weeks.
What else might the two men discuss at their meeting in Chequers, which is the British Prime Minister's residence? Relations have gotten off to a fairly good start already.
Relations have gotten off to a very good start. One of the first phone calls Keir Starmer made when he became Prime Minister was to the Taoiseach, and now we have this bilateral, the first bilateral to take place in Chequers under this new Prime Minister, and it's with the Taoiseach, Simon Harris. There will be a lot on the agenda. In fact, there's so much on the agenda that they're not meeting in Downing Street, they're meeting in Chequers, and the reason behind that is because it's closer to Oxfordshire, which is where that summit of the European political community will take place tomorrow. So by locating it there, they'll simply have more time to talk. Europe, we expect, will be on the agenda. Taoiseach Simon Harris has previously said that he will be an ally of the UK when it comes to improving its relationship with the EU. So we expect him to update the Prime Minister on EU priorities today. There will be other international issues too discussed, such as the war in Gaza and Ukraine. But the real focus, I think, will be that reset of Anglo-Irish relations, talk around potentially the Legacy Act, a recommitment to the Good Friday Agreement. Perhaps maybe talk around the rebuilding of Casement Park. We'll have to wait and see. Taoiseach Simon Harris due to arrive in Chequers after 6 o'clock this evening, we expect.
Tommy, you'll be reporting on this throughout the day. Thank you very much, our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal.